Chapter 14. Soon after that day, Willie and Kate invited me over to dinner. They knew something was going on with me, and they wanted to find out what it was. I wasn't sure I was ready to tell them. I wasn't sure I wanted anyone else to know, just yet. But then, as we sat around their TV room, both kids tucked into bed, the moment felt right. I casually mentioned that there was a new woman in my life. They surged forward. Who is she? I'll tell you, but please, 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 I need you both to keep it a secret. Yes, Harold, yes, yes. Who is it? She's an actress.
Oh.
She's American.
Oh.
On a show called Suits. Their mouths fell open. They turned to each other. Then Willie turned to me and said, fuck off.
What?
No way.
Sorry?
Impossible. I was baffled. Until Willie and Kate explained that they were regular, nay, religious, viewers of Suits. Great, I thought, laughing. I'd been worrying about the wrong thing. All this time I'd thought Willie and Kate might not welcome Meg into the family, but now I had to worry about them hounding her for an autograph. They barraged me with questions. I told them a bit of how we'd met, told them about Botswana, told them about Waitrose, told them I was smitten. But overall, what I told them was heavily redacted. I just didn't want to give away too much. I also said I couldn't wait for them to meet her, that I look forward to the four of us spending lots of time together. And I confessed, for the umpteenth time, that this had long been my dream, to join them with an equal partner, to become a foursome. I'd said this to Willie so many times, and he'd always replied, it might not happen, Harold, and you've got to be okay with that. Well, now I felt that it was going to happen, and I told him so. But he still said to slow down. She's an American actress, after all, Harold. Anything might happen. I nodded, a bit hurt, then hugged him and Kate and left.